Welcome to the Big Guns Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay. Welcome you back to another season of great fantasy football. And we are approaching week number 5, Thursday Night Football, Rams and the Seahawks, as Russell Wilson has his work cut out for them, as an angry Rams team will be looking to get on the right side of the win. And we'll see what happens there. I think that the Rams have the leg up, and the Seahawks defense is quite weak. So we'll see what happens there. But I wanted to take a moment to talk about the Big Guns owners and their fantasy teams and why they are where they are in the standings. So let me start off with my team right away. Hail Murray, 2-2. Why are they 2-2? Well, Kyler Murray has played at an MVP status. I've taken him 3rd overall, and I'm very happy with my decision. He has just played great. My concern for him going forward is him being able to continue to keep that pace. And again, this team, in my mind, seems different. It seems better. It seems more consistent. But we've seen this before, so we don't know. Jamar Chase, a guy I took a chance on. He can catch the ball. He's done well. Joe Burrow's been throwing the ball pretty well, and I think that's helped a great deal. Kirk Cousins, the flex quarterback, has played every bit as good as I expected. Last week, he had a bump in the road, only, again, the Minnesota Vikings only scoring 1 touchdown, so that hurts. So hopefully Kirk Cousins will be able to fix that. I think when you look at my team, when you look at why I've lost, I think the running back situation has been underwhelming for me so far. I picked up a little bit last week, and I won. Jonathan Taylor and Antonio Gibson, very similar teams with very similar situations, in my opinion. Jonathan Taylor having Carson Wentz issues out of the gate, and the Colts have tried to put together some offense. And when Carson Wentz is healthy and he's playing well, Jonathan Taylor seems to have a good game, and he did. Antonio Gibson, Tyler Heineke is the quarterback, no Ryan Fitzpatrick, just been kind of mishy-mashy all over the place, and these guys have not been able to get going. They've had flashes of brilliance, but they haven't. So if they can consistently get involved in the offense, and the team's quarterback situation seems to right itself, I think they're going to do better, which I think will help me get more than 2 wins. Air Jordan, 3-1 right now, and why are they 3-1? James Robinson from the Jaguars and Austin Eckler from the Chargers have done very well. Austin Eckler, a major portion of that offense, catching and running. James Robinson as well has done very well for them. And despite the issues for the Washington football team, Terry McLaurin has had a great start to the year. He is the number one receiver by far, and those 3 guys have been putting up some great points. I think when you look at some weaknesses on this team, I think Adam Thielen kind of tailing off in the back 2 games, and Jameis Winston, again, the Saints are all over the place. They destroy the Packers in week number 1, and since then, they just haven't been right. Jameis Winston only putting up, 120, 30, 40, 50 yards, and just hasn't been fantasy good, and I think that hurts them. But they're 3-1, so they've done very well. So far, and we'll see what happens when Hail Murray faces off against Air Dugan or Air Jordan or Neighborhood Watch or whatever the hell they call him today. We'll see what happens. G-Unit's at 1-3. Why are they at 1-3? Well, again, I predicted earlier podcasts that I didn't think they had the greatest draft. I've seen great drafts from them. So this draft was a little bit different, and they're 1-3. Josh Allen, did he merit an overall draft pick? And I'm a big Josh Allen fan. I'm a big Buffalo Bills fan. I just don't know. Like I said, he has had great games of the 4, and he's had some not so great games. Our expectations are very high of him. He's had 15 fantasy points plus per game at the very least. So we'll see what happens. And he's looked good as of late. So we'll see if that continues. DeAndre Swift. He plays for the Lions. Phenomenal running back. And if he was on any other team, I think I would have tried to draft him myself. And he has to play a major portion in this offense. He has to catch. He has to run. He has to do everything. And I just think the Lions are just bad. And I think that hurts his fantasy stock. Saquon Barkley, very slow start for them. And he had a phenomenal game last week. And when Saquon does well, again, this team will do well. And you know, we'll see what happens. Again, those running backs have to do good. George Kittle, the people's tight end, not really putting up monster fantasy numbers. He's not. I looked at Travis Kelce versus George Kittle, and I look at George Kittle as more of a blocking tight end that has big games, but again, it's kind of in between. I also think that the G unit has very weak depth on their team, and I think it's going to be very relevant when we come to the bye weeks. I think they're going to have to really plug and play their team. We'll see. Again, I think he's a great manager of his fantasy team, so I have utmost confidence that he will get on the right side of things. SP Daddy, 1-3. Why is he 1-3? Well, for me, the obvious is the quarterback situation. Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, they're rookies. Justin Fields has been in and out, so he hasn't been able to play. So SP Daddy has had Jacoby Brissett. And Jacoby Brissett is a nice number two guy on an NFL team as a backup. But in fantasy, again, flashes of brilliance, but nothing consistent. I think that hurts him. Both of those three quarterbacks just aren't going to get the job done fantasy-wise. Consistency from Zeke has been good. Him and Tony Pollard have looked great. The Cowboys have looked good, though I hate saying that. It's true. He's really done well. And the other portion that I think is a problem for SP Daddy is Dalvin Cook. And I hate to say that he's injury prone, but he is. I know I've talked to some other owners around the league, and this has been a couple years now. I've drafted him. Some other owners have drafted him, and they've been bitten by the injury bug as well. And I know some owners are like, you know what? He's going to be there. He's going to be available for me at the pick that I'm at. I can't take him because he's injury prone. And guess what? He is. So if he can stay healthy, he's a stud. Unfortunately, I just don't think he can. Amish Rake Fight, 2-2. Why are they 2-2? They had a great victory last week. Chase Edmonds had a great game. Just Jalen Hurts had a great game. The Bills defense had a great game. Burrow had a great game. And I think those are the three biggest, players, three or four, you know, pieces of that puzzle that do well for him. I think when you look at Amish's weakness, I think DeAndre Hopkins hasn't played to his ability. Again, the Arizona Cardinals are kicking butt right now, but it hasn't just gone through DeAndre Hopkins. They are using a very strong run game right now. Christian Kirk is having a great game. Max Williams is doing really well. I think it's Max Williams. You might have to correct me on that one. He's the tight end. So, but again, they're doing well. Their defense is doing well. But I think that's so outside of those guys, I think Amish has a good chance of pushing past the 500 mark, and we'll see what happens. Warriors are at 1-3. And why are they at 1-3? You ask yourself. Miles Sanders, not really playing that well. The Eagles are struggling to put together consistency, and that hurts. Cooper Kupp, he's been awesome. And I think he's been better than Robert Woods, and he's been the major receiver, the major target guy, you know, so that's good. Derek Carr picked up in a trade, and the week that he picks him up in a trade, he lays an egg. And that's what you see with Derek Carr. I think Derek doesn't have the fantasy relevant numbers of a starting quarterback. Again, flashes of brilliance, I just don't think it's consistent. Logan Thomas, here's a guy that I love as a tight end. And I put a considerable amount of stock on tight ends. I think the position's pretty awesome. And he's injury prone. And I said that. I go, I would love to take this guy, but I'm afraid that he might get injured. Well, he just went on the injury reserve. And that's a problem. Again, this team drafted three kickers. Whether it was auto pick or not, it was an issue. So this team has to fill some positions and make some moves. And I know the Warriors have been very active on the trade front and on the free agency market, and they are trying to do that. And I know the Warriors are a very active GM that knows his stuff. So again, that 1-3 record might dissolve, and he might get back to 500 sooner than you think. Rooter Rage is at 3-1. Matthew Stafford, change of venue. We talked about it before. I think it was great. I think that this is where he needed to be. Again, they played the Cardinals and didn't play that well, and that's a concern for Rams fans a little bit because we've seen Matthew Stafford start off well and then kind of fall apart. But I think he'll be fine. Davante Adams, despite after that Saints loss in week number one, has been consistent. Him and Aaron Rodgers have seemed to do very, very well. If there's a downfall to Voodoo Rage's team, it's Ryan Tannehill. And I'm a Ryan Tannehill fan. I think that, again, the change of venue for him when he left the Dolphins to go to the Titans, I think was a great move, and it showed. This year, he's been inconsistent. Not to say that they won't get better. And to his defense last week, Julio Jones and A.J. Brown weren't in the mix, and they had to go with a bunch of scrubs. Lost to the Jets. Yikes. But, and again, missing some stud running backs, I think, was the other piece of it, too. I think that team lacks some really stud running backs, and that may hurt them down the road. OBJYN, back-to-back champ, 2-2, and that's surprising. But I'll tell you, I'm going to put an asterisk next to his team, and I think that this team is about to take off. And yeah, he's 2-2 right now, but I just don't think he's going to stay at 2-2 very long. I think he's going to go on a little bit of a win streak as his team really starting to look good. Darrell Henderson for the Rams, as that passing attack starts to get really, really good, Darrell Henderson has been the guy. He's been the favorite. It's not Sonny Michel. He's kind of, Sonny Michel's been that like third down plug and play kind of guy. And Najee Harris, you know, he's a true runner and he's a great catcher. And I think that broken Big Ben can't get the ball down the field, and I think it's great dump off options. So Najee Harris has been the fantasy person for that. Tyreek Hill, I mean, I hate the guy, but he's awesome. Justin Herbert, one of my favorite quarterbacks in the NFL, next to Josh Allen, even more than Josh Allen, to be honest with you. I just love the way this kid plays, and he's a consistent performer, and he's got a rocket of an arm, and he's super humble. And their jerseys look cool, too. So, points to that. Sam Darnold. Gotta love the Sam Darnold situation. Again, change of venue, playing for Carolina, has looked good, has been confident, and has been putting up some fantasy-relevant numbers. And that Browns D. Wow. That Browns D is getting at it. Myles Garrett and company are doing what they do well, and I think some big points are coming from those characters, and I think that's going to really propel OBJYN into the win column more than the loss column. New Jersey football team is at 3-1, and I said in one of the earlier podcasts after the draft that I thought he had a good draft. I thought he had a good one, and he did, and it's helped him. I think a trade that he made, Patrick Mahomes, and moving Justin Herbert. So we'll see who ends up better. And like I said to New Jersey football team when I talked to him on the phone, was, you know, he asked me, hey, how did you think I did on the trade? And I said, you know what? I said, they're both great quarterbacks. I think Herbert's more of the consistent guy, where Patrick Mahomes has that upward trajectory where he can have a big game where you're going to see Herbert always have consistent 300-yard games putting up numbers, and you know it's not going to be these big spikes in fantasy points. I think Mahomes does that. And last week you've seen it, 5 touchdowns. Mahomes has that ability. So, but my concern is with his little glitchy underhand lateral plays and all these stupid things that he does that everybody goes gaga about. It really pisses me off that he does that. It really does. Because if I'm a Peyton Manning or a John Elway, I'm looking at this guy going, are you kidding me? What? Like, if I ever did that, people would just throw me out. And I'm sure some of these quarterbacks have done little laterals and stuff like that. But this guy does these glitchy plays all the time. And it's going to catch up to him, you know, at one point. Again, they're 3-1. They took a loss. Baker Mayfield has not had fantasy monster numbers. He's been kind of low end. They're doing well. And again, from an NFL standpoint, Baker Mayfield's fine. From a fantasy standpoint, you know, okay. Again, some backup players. Again, with Montgomery going down, Williams going in. Kadarius Toney, who had, you know, I think 13 points in his debut for the New Jersey football team, did well. Robbie Anderson has not been the favorite guy for Sam Darnold. That could change. And Kyle Pitts has played low-end rookie numbers. They've been okay, but they haven't been rock star. And I think what hurts him is obviously C-Mac and Jarvis Landry being hurt has hurt them in their first loss of the season. But again, I think then when they come back, and good news for C-Mac owners is that he was in full pads today. More to come and see how he responds. So he probably won't play this week, but I'm pretty sure he might play next week. So that's pretty good for the New Jersey football team. Troop's mortal enemy, 3-1. And they had a great draft. I said it before, I'll say it again. Derrick Henry and Nick Chubb, great 1-2 combination. Monster downhill runners that do very, very well. Tom Brady starting out hot, tailed off a little bit in this last game. And you wonder if Tom Brady is running into the Ben Roethlisberger mentality. Again, came out looking good despite, the loss they had. Tom Brady's a great guy, and I don't think he's going to play till 50. I don't want to see him at 50, to be honest with you. But could he be tailing off? That's the question you have to ask yourself. So do you get off of that train early or late? Time will tell. Wide receiver depth for Troop's Mortal Enemy, I think, is kind of weak. I don't think they really have the true depth that they need to continue their ways. Hockenson has, been inconsistent. The last 2 weeks, he's been down. The first 2 weeks, he started off on fire, so we'll see. Slim Reaper, also inconsistent because the Eagles are inconsistent. But again, Troop's Mortal Enemy, a good enough manager that he is going to be able to move around that lineup and make the most of it. And we'll see how far they go. Again, both Troop's Mortal Enemy and Troop's team, Voodoo Rage, at 3-1. So will they continue to have similar records until they play each other? We can only hope. All right, moving on to Rob Bartz's team. And he is 1-3. I said before in the draft that I thought Lamar Jackson was drafted too early. And it wasn't like a deal breaker, but I just thought that he did. He's had two games, and he's had two great games. And the Baltimore Ravens are luckily piecing together some wins. So that's done well for him. So if Lamar Jackson continues to do well and has more of those great games instead of those games, I think he'll be fine. Cordell Patterson, can't believe I'm saying this guy's fantasy relevant, but he is. He's playing for the Falcons. And Mike Davis, who everyone says he was going to be the guy, I thought he was going to be the guy. Enter Cordell Patterson, or Cordello, or whatever the hell you want to call him. This guy has done well. And he's really put together some good numbers. And I think that's going to help Rob's team, get in the win column one point or another. He's got Chuba Hubbard, and Chuba Hubbard's days are numbered because C-Mac's coming back, and Chuba has not looked good. I really can't imagine a guy named Chuba having anything good unless he was Chuba Baca. Yeah, that was some Star Wars humor. It wasn't really that good either. Broken Big Ben. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This cat needs to retire. He needs to grab a headset and become a coach. He's Hall of Fame, but he's definitely causing this team to be 1-3 themselves. And he just, he's got a pec issue, and soon he'll have a knee issue, and then he'll have a leg issue. He's just shot. And it sucks for the Juju Smith-Schusters, Deontay Johnson, and Claypool owners because, again, they have enough ability for if a good quarterback can get the ball down the field for them to do well. And I don't think Dwayne Haskins or Mason Rudolph is the answer. I think it's a stopgap. They really should have pushed him to retire and made a decision or get a guy in the draft, and they didn't. So again, reasons why this team, that depth on the running back position. And who knows how long Cordell Patterson's going to be able to keep this up. And Chuba is going to be gone as soon as C-Mac comes back. And Broken Ben, the odds on favorite of not finishing the season is pretty high. Diablo Del Sol, Jeremy, is at 2-2. And very convincing victory this week. Running backs are weak. Made a trade for Devin Singletary. Yeah, it was a homer pick. And I'm sure Jeremy knows that. He likes the Bills. We all like the Bills. But sometimes the Bills don't look good. And the Zach Moss, Devin Singletary situation is a hot hand approach. And, you know, again, as the Bills do well, you hope that running game does well. So hopefully there's enough meat on the bone for both of those guys to get some fantasy work. But as of right now, it's just kind of pedestrian. DJ Moore and Deebo Samuel, again, both major contributors. And if Deebo can stay healthy is really the big thing, he could have a phenomenal season. But now Trey Lance comes in. And will Trey Lance tuck the ball and run? I think he will. Now, he threw a beautiful pass to Deebo Samuel. I think it was like a 76-yard touchdown and a broken play. So, again, that was kind of fluky. So we'll see. But Trey Lance is going to dictate if Deebo Samuel does well because, again, rookie quarterbacks don't really do a lot of checking down and they kind of lock on targets. So we'll see what happens. 49ers got to figure it out. Juju Smith-Schuster, again, he's got Big Ben as his quarterback, and Juju's kind of falling out of touch. If it's a Deontay Johnson, Chris Claypool type situation, they're getting more of it. Schuster's kind of on the downside. Dak's been lights out. He has played well. I didn't think he was healthy. I thought the injury was going to come back. Doesn't seem like it has. He's been throwing the ball over the field, and he's been fantasy relevant. And the Rams D has looked kind of weak, and I think that's hurt Jeremy's team because, again, that defense really was taking over teams, and they didn't do that so far. And the Montgomery injury definitely is going to hurt. So with that being the case, Diablo Del Sol might have some tough games going forward. But, you know, again, it's a good league, and everybody's playing well. There's a lot of activity, and bye weeks are coming into play. And, you know, a lot of teams that have no depth or very weak depth are going to have some problems. And, again, you know, injuries play a major portion of the game, and we're seeing a lot of moving parts in the league this year. So we'll see how these teams move forward. As we look at the league so far this season and we look at the upcoming games, let me put on to that right now. So for week number 5, Hail Murray at Air Jordan. That's going to be a big game, again, trying to take that team down. Air Jordan at 3-1. Matt Ryan playing some good football right now, and they're facing the Jets. So you don't know if the Saleh defense or the Salah defense is going to get at Matty Ice. We'll see what happens. Aaron Eckler having some tough sledding against the Cleveland defense. Jonathan Taylor playing against a tough Baltimore defense. Antonio Gibson versus New Orleans, which is favorable. James Robinson versus Tennessee, and Tennessee is kind of pissed off. So we'll see what happens there. So a lot of moving parts in that one. Should be a good matchup. Air Jordan is in the lead on that prediction right there. G-Unit at SP Daddy, the battle of 1-3 teams. And this will be an interesting matchup as well. Josh Allen against Kansas City, that's some tough sledding for them. Trevor Lawrence versus Tennessee could be very tough for them as well. And Squan at Dallas, and that's a tough game for Squan. You know, we'll see what happens there. And Zeke's on the other side. So the battle of both of those running backs. And again, you know, Dalvin Cook, who's healthy for the moment, against DeAndre Swift in that game. Both those guys are facing off each other. Newly acquired Laviska Shenault is facing off against Tennessee. Amari Cooper at Dallas. Again, this is anybody's game, to be honest with you. And I think it really comes down to if Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, the Konami code, I think, if they can go off. I think if not, the G-Unit, I think, is going to be in good shape. And Amish Rake Fight at the Warriors. Again, 2-2 Amish Rake Fight at the 1-3 Warriors. And again, Amish Rake Fight looking like the leader here. Kamara and Edmonds looking really strong. And we'll see what OBJ, Odell Beckham, how he does. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. Logan Thomas is on the IR, so he won't be playing. So do they have another tight end is the question you have to ask yourself as they go through there. Ty Conklin. and he's really fantasy irrelevant. So yeah, again, Amish Rake Fight looking like they could put the Warriors at 1-4. Time will tell. Voodoo Rage at OBJYN. This is a great matchup right here. The champ, I think, is on the upswing right now. I think Voodoo Rage has run up against a team that is in position to do some damage. And, you know, we will see how that shakes out. I think that OBJYN might have Voodoo Rage on this one, so stay tuned. New Jersey football team at Troops Mortal Enemy, and this is a great game, battle of 3-1 teams. New Jersey football team obviously have some injuries. Troops Mortal Enemy, we'll see how he plays. Again, could be anyone's game, but Troops or Mortal Enemy could have the upswing just because of injuries. And the fantasy football team of Rob Bartz faces off against Diablo Del Sol, and that could be a pick'em game as well. So that's all the time I have for now. Hopefully you liked what you heard. If you didn't, go fuck yourself. Talk to you soon.
See ya.